This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. A man who was shot by police in lower downtown Denver last weekend in an incident where several bystanders were injured now faces charges. Officers fired at Jordan Waddy after he allegedly pointed a gun at them outside a bar on Larimer Street. Six people were injured after they were caught in the crossfire. The Denver DA's office filed charges against the 21-year-old Waddy Friday. They say they're also reviewing the officer's actions. A program aimed at raising health awareness among Black Coloradans is back up and running. The Colorado Black Health Collaborative is a nonprofit that sends volunteers to salons and barbershops to offer medical screenings and doctor referrals. The group recently came to Beauty Supply Warehouse in Aurora, where Leonda Robinson Bragg is the owner. She says the last 2 years have raised awareness about all kinds of health issues.
With the mental health, I think it's just now that people are feeling more comfortable to talk about it.
The program is currently working with 14 Black barbershops and salons in Denver and Aurora. And the annual Dragon Boat Festival is back this weekend at Sloan's Lake in Denver. The free event celebrates Colorado's Asian communities. Ray Miglarina is a festival regular.
Dragon Boat, I've always said, is like the most team sport to have ever existed. Because if you're not, like, you know, paddling all in sync all together, you may as well be going backwards.
The festival continues today with boat races, music, and dance performances. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.